Welcome to the Service Industry Podcast. I've spent the last decade as a CEO, operator, and business builder selling tens of millions of dollars in products and services. I, just like many of you, started with nothing. My mission for this podcast is to help you become the greatest version of yourself, help you grow and scale your business, and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Matt Smith. Enjoy the episode. What's going on, guys? Matt here, Service Industry Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope you guys had a good Easter. For those of you that celebrate that stuff, I know I do. And just hope you had a good time with family, friends, whatever your traditions are. Just hope you guys had a good weekend. So we're rolling into the week here. And, you know, I was in the Facebook group, which, by the way, if you haven't joined it yet, you should. It's totally free. The link is in the show notes, or you can just search Service Industry Tribe on Facebook and sign up. I'll accept you in there. But what I was talking about this morning was how my content has really started to change over the last year or so. And, you know, I think it's really started to change as the older I get, the more experience I get, just kind of the more wisdom I'm getting, not just about business, but about life and really understanding myself on a deeper level, which, by the way, when it comes to that, there's still a mountain of things I don't know. But I've been on this journey of just deep diving my life and how I can optimize my life in a way that, you know, at the end of life, I'll be proud of the life I lived. And I think my content has really shifted a lot over the last year. I've been getting a lot of good feedback from you guys. A lot of you guys can relate to it a lot. And that's all I can ask for. So I'm excited about today's episode. I say all that to say I'm excited about today's episode because I believe if you guys get this, it will save you heartache. It will save you disappointment. It will save you a lot of questioning your life, your business, everything. If you take what I'm saying today to heart and not only that, but actually implement it into your life. Okay. A couple housekeeping things before we dive in. First, the Facebook group. We got over 100 people in the group now, which is pretty awesome. And man, it's just a cool community to be a part of. I try to share thoughts in there every single day. And so even if I don't have podcasts going, like I'm sharing my thoughts, whether it's on video or text. And so you kind of get to see a little bit more of a deep dive into my life. People in there are sharing things. They're sharing questions. They're sharing wins. Gosh, you know, it's just a cool, inspiring, encouraging, positive place to be on social media. Go join it, okay? The second thing is I'm really excited because right now I'm currently working on releasing a bunch of short mini courses that are going to be extremely affordable for everybody. And the reason I'm doing this is because there's a lot of you out there that reach out to me who want to do coaching, but you just can't afford it financially. And I totally understand that. You're just starting out or the business is struggling, whatever the case is. Kind of just like my business plan, how it's less than 10 bucks. My goal is to be creating courses that are super high value for you guys that are so inexpensive, you're going to laugh. But I just want to give you guys good value. And I believe, and I know for a fact that if you implement the things that I'm teaching, that it will be worth 1,000x what you pay for it. So when those start to go live, I will let you know. You'll see a new tab on the website currently. It says something like online courses and digital documents, something like that, digital products. You click in there, that's where you'll find all that stuff. And so I just want to make you guys aware that is coming. I'm excited about it. And again, man, I'm just trying to provide you guys as much value as possible. I don't make any money off a $9 business plan. I'd have to sell a gajillion of them. But they're helping people. A bunch of you have went and bought it, and I've been getting good feedback on it. So just implement the stuff in there. I'm making it affordable for a reason, okay? Let's dive into what I have for you guys today. You guys know that I've always shared what's on my heart when it comes to the podcast. I've been very vulnerable. I tell you guys about my wins, my losses, my good days, my bad days. I've talked about my depression. I've talked about being on anxiety medication. I've talked about, you know, relationships and business failures and business successes and all of that. And today, I think what I'm going to talk about is going to be very, very important for you guys to understand. And you've maybe heard this to some degree, but I want to drive this home because if you don't get this now, it is going to literally ruin everything for you later. And it's the ability to be happy, content, excited, driven, and the feeling of success prior to reaching the goal. Okay. And so I wrote a few things down here. And, you know, I was at the gym earlier today and I was working out, right? And the gym's weird, man. Like, some days you get there and it just doesn't matter what you do. You cannot find the energy to like get a really good workout in. You still get it in, but it's just not good. Today was a good one, right? And so, you know, when I'm feeling good, I have energy, I slept good the night before, whatever the case is, I'll typically work out for like an hour and a half and then go in the sauna for a bit and then shower and leave. And as I was in the sauna, which is very strange, I get a lot of like really deep thoughts in the sauna. I don't know if there's something to that or if it's just because I'm just relaxing. But I was thinking to myself today, on the journey of becoming fit, you, and this is going to translate to business and life, but on the journey of becoming fit, you must learn how to be happy with the progress that you have made or are making. You must learn how to be proud of yourself. You must learn how to become more confident prior or during the process rather than when you actually reach the goal of whatever the goal is. Maybe the goal is, I don't know, to lose 50 pounds or to get a six pack or whatever the case is for your goals, right? You have to learn how to enjoy the process because the reality is, especially in fitness, it takes a really long time to get a six pack. It takes a really long time to lose 50 pounds. It takes a really long time to get in shape. And so if we put off the enjoyment of the process, then the odds of us ever getting to the end are slim to none. The second thing with that is when we do, or if we do reach the end goal of whatever the goal is in fitness, then I'm here to tell you that you will not be satisfied and you will simply move the needle and when you move the goal, you're going to ask yourself, man, I spent the last year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is, trying to get to this goal. I hit it and I'm still not content. And so you're going to move the needle in your health journey. And long story short is unless you learn how to be happy throughout the journey and enjoy the process, the goal will never be enough. The end goal will never be enough. Okay, the same goes for our businesses. And I am so guilty of this. It's embarrassing, honestly. I'm much better now, but I can tell you, you know, I've been an entrepreneur now for 11, 12 years. Probably the first nine, this was me. Setting goals, crushing them, not being content, not being happy to the point like not even celebrating the goal, not even celebrating hitting it. Like I almost can't ever tell you a time that I've hit a goal and then I did something to reward myself for it. Okay. Why? Because the goal was not enough. And I've told the story in here a bunch of times of the first time that had $1 million in the bank and I looked at that and I felt nothing. And that was a goal, by the way. I looked at it and I felt absolutely nothing. And that was about 3 years ago. And I remember saying to myself, if this doesn't get you excited, if $1 million doesn't get you excited, something has to change. Something's broken. You're working way too hard. You're spending too much time. You have too much energy into this for when you hit the goal, it not being good enough, it not being rewarding enough, it not lighting you up. And that was when I had to go on this long, long journey with myself of figuring out what is it that makes me tick? What is it that gets me excited? Why am I even doing this thing called business in the first place? And so I went on this journey with myself, and what I have learned over the last 3 years, business specifically, was that I literally couldn't care less about hitting the goal. Like, I set the goal, and yes, I want to hit it, but I am so aware that when I do, it will mean absolutely nothing to me. And so I've had to shift my focus on what that looks like. I've had to shift my focus on what's important to me and what does light me up. And what I've learned is that it's not the goal, but it is the journey in the process of getting to the goal. For me, it's creating something out of nothing. It's creating something that nobody else could see except me and bringing it to life and building it to a point where people are wowed by it, where I make $1 million, to where I give opportunity to people because they have jobs and all this other stuff. That is what lights me up. It's not the build the business so I can get to, it's build the business. And so my mindset has changed a lot from going to, my goal is to build the business for the next 5 years and sell it, or my goal is to build the business in the next 3 years and get it to 5 million. It's my goal is to build the business. Why? Because that's what I love. Okay? There is no end game. The point of being in business for me is to stay in business. And so, yes, although I still set goals for myself, I am very, very well aware that those will not satisfy me, bring me joy, happiness, anything. All they are is a measurement of whether or not what I'm doing is working. Okay. And I've started to translate this mindset into all different areas of my life, because what I have realized is not only does that translate for business, but it translates for things in life with your kids, with your family, your hobbies, your health, your finances, all of it. I say all this to say, you better figure out what makes you tick. And if your answer is money or the goal I'm chasing, I'm going to be here whenever you hit that goal to say, I told you so. Okay? It's okay to not be content when you hit the goal. It is okay. It's okay to move the goal up and to keep moving it. Why? Because we want to chase the best version of ourselves. That's just how it is. But at the same time, we have to enjoy the process in the journey of chasing the goal. Okay, so I wrote these examples down here in my phone real quick. And I said, you don't wait to start feeling good about yourself until you get the six pack. You start to feel good about yourself when you see progress. You don't wait to be happy until you make the money. You learn to be happy without the money, because money doesn't make you happy. You don't wait to have fun in life until you can afford to buy the toys or go on the vacations. You learn to have fun in life prior to those things, and then when you get them, they're just bonuses. You don't wait until you have the perfect relationship to make you happy. You must learn to be happy on your own prior to finding the perfect relationship. Like, all of these things are extremely important to understand. And you have to get this. I'm telling you guys, it translates from your health to your business to your family to your relationships, everything. At the end of the day, you have to tackle each one of these sectors one-on-one and be honest with yourself and say, what is it about this that makes me happy? What is it that makes me tick? And then you go all in on that. Right? And so I've been having this journey over the last really year and a half now of becoming, like, I am overly obsessed with becoming the best version of myself. I'm obsessed with it. Like, I'm learning things about myself even just this last week that I didn't know. And I'm excited. Although they are ugly things that I'm learning about myself, I'm excited because now I get to go tackle them and I get to go clean them up and I get to go become a better person because I am mature enough and aware enough to say, okay, that's an ugly part of yourself. Time to go fix it. And now I get to spend the next 6 months fixing that single thing that's going to make me better. Okay? And so I am constantly reevaluating every sector of my life almost on a daily basis. My core mission in life for myself is to be happy. That's it. It's not money. It's not more followers. It's not a bigger business. It's not the perfect relationship. I want to be truly fulfilled and happy. And so what is it that I have to do in order to make that happen? Well, the first thing I had to do was exactly what I said. I had to separate myself from the end goal and accept and admit that that was not going to be the source of my happiness. And I knew that because I used to think it was. And then when I would hit the end goal, I realized it wasn't. And I'm here to tell you guys, you talk to any successful person, they're going to tell you the exact same thing. The end goal will not satisfy you. The things of this world will not satisfy you. Like that's a biblical thing, right? You've got to dig deeper. You have to. I'm not here saying, hey, you shouldn't go make a bunch of money. I think you should go literally make as much money as humanly possible. Okay. I think it would be selfish of you not to. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably think different than most people. Okay. Even if maybe you're not actually financially well off right now, maybe you're dead broke, you're still listening to this podcast because you want to become better. And I think you should go make as much money as you can. I think that you should literally, if you don't, go have a gym membership, go get one right now. Why? Because it would be selfish of you not to begin working on your health and wellness today. Because God gave you your body and He gave you potential. And you cannot reach your potential without being healthy and becoming the best version of yourself in that sector. Okay? If you own a business, I personally think you should build the biggest business possible. Why? Because it gives you more freedom, gives you more options. It creates more opportunity for you and those around you. It would be selfish of you to just want to run a small business all day long, right? If that's the case, you just want a job. But I think most of the people that are listening to the podcast, they want to build something that's bigger than them. They want to make an impact. They want to have freedom. Okay? Money does create freedom. But what you have to understand is that money isn't the happiness source. The freedom is. Okay, so we make money. We don't set the goal of, I want to make money because I want money. I want to make money because I want freedom. So you guys can kind of see where I'm going with this. I don't want you to overcomplicate it, but I just want to hammer home. The journey is what you have to become obsessed with. The journey is what you will always remember. You know, I mentioned it on past podcasts, man. Like, some of my favorite years were the earliest years in business. I miss those. I miss those nights of going to bed wondering, is the phone going to ring tomorrow? I miss the struggles that come along with that, because I'm here to tell you, early on in the business, those types of problems, although in the moment felt big, they are literally not even problems. The bigger the businesses get, the more money you make, the bigger the problems that come, the harder they are to solve, the more weight you carry because of them, the bigger the repercussions. So like, if you're new in the journey, dude, just enjoy it, because you will look back on these years right now and go, man, those were some of the best years of my life. Yeah, my business only did 100 grand in a year. Yeah, I was dead broke and could barely pay my bills. Like, I get it. Right? Like, those are maybe not necessarily fun things, but I promise you will look back on these years and miss them. You will miss them. I miss them all the time, man. Those were some of the best years of my life. And instead of enjoying them, I was focused on the end goal. And then when I got there, I went, crap, I should have enjoyed them because the end goal didn't satisfy me. The thing that was satisfying was the actual journey itself. I love you guys, and I'll see you on the next episode. Go crush your week. become the best version of yourself, go get healthy. I'm here to tell you, you will never win in business until you win in your life. You will never win in business until you have great relationships, until you are healthy, until you take care of yourself. The self must be mastered before the business. See you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. As always, if you need any help marketing your business or want to work with me directly doing one-on-one coaching, visit serviceindustrycoach.com. We'll see you on the next episode.